The stench radiated through the loft as the blaring sun shone through the industrial glass windows. White suits skated across the tiled floor, clashing with the suffocating darkness hovering over the apartment. Life's fingers pried my legs to move, but I refused. Instead, I stood at the top of the stairs, looking down into the heart of the house. Death stalked us with its stagnant rhythm. Each note lingered, inviting mankind to peer into the black pit of despair, to see its design. I tried to look past it, concentrating on my own reflection in the window. But my heartbeat crashed against the tempo. Lost in its cadence, it trapped me behind steel bars. My soul begged for freedom, but my flesh resolved to dine with misery. Evidence unit technicians stampeded into the loft. The creaking tires and metal rattling against the tiles broke death's spell. I plodded down the steps and parked myself at the main entrance to the living area. A gray sectional sat in the middle. Three vases and notepads rested on the left-hand table. My attention shifted to the other side of the loft. A lone credenza reclined against the far wall. Detectives rambling into the room, disturbing the flow of sliding cartwheels and the clicking of cameras. They huddled in the corner, gossiping about me, no doubt. I ambled to the breakfast nook and fixated on a silver tray with two half-empty glasses, before wandering into the green folding chairs encircling the dining table. A granite-topped island held a ceramic dish full of wooden utensils, a stack of plates, and a terracotta bowl. Everything appeared to be in order, no sign of a struggle. Chatter from the adjoining room interrupted my concentration. Cameras flashed, feet traipsed across the floor. Detectives shot glances in my direction. I stepped around the brick partition, grasped my pendant, and recited the name, Badahuena,